And now this is a dictation for Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E, Hendon, H-E-N-D-O-N, July 956. Address as a letter to Dr. Reitman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reitman, follow-up for Jerry with advanced renal failure, last visit 6 weeks ago. Severe edema, right upper extremity, tensite of AV fistula. Stable weight, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no major lower extremity edema, or stable, no chest pain palpitation, no dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, review system done being negative, medication list review. I want to highlight bicarbonate replacement, vitamin D125, phosphorus binders, on insulin, apparently no blood pressure medicine, present blood pressure 110/74, this is left-sided, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion wheezing, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no abdominal distension tenderness, no lower extremity edema, the right upper extremity 4+ edema with cyanosis of the fingers, AV fistula open. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. GFR of 9, normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus elevated 5.3, anemia 10.2, normal white blood cell, minor low platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5, does have an AV fistula, which is open, however, the right upper extremity likely has central vein stenosis, he has extensive medical history, multiple surgeries, procedures, this is likely related to central line stenosis. He is willing to proceed. We're going to ask interventional radiology, Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, McLaren Mount Pleasant, to do a fistulogram extending to central veins to assess if there is any potential angioplasty or stenting. Of course, if it's 100% occluded and collaterals, no intervention will be amenable. Sometimes we use the fistula through collaterals. He's been told that the left upper extremity do not show any veins that might provide a good flow. He has also prior complications of pancreatitis. I will not 100% say no to potential peritoneal dialysis. He's a stage 5, but has no symptoms of urinary encephalopathy, pericarditis. His anemia appears improved. Continue bicarbonate replacement for metabolic acidosis. Continue phosphorus binders and restricted phosphorus on diet. Continue management of secondary hyperparathyroidism. He has followed with hematology about anemia and thrombocytopenia. In the past, there has been documentation of enlargement of the spleen. He has received Rituxan for a diagnosis of ITP. prior right-sided groin abscess is completely healed and off antibiotics. He will continue chemistries in a regular basis, and I will see him in the next few months.